Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The third season of The Bear premiered last week, and as Dean reported, that show is hotter than ever, the hottest show on television. And so we decided to revisit our conversation with the co-owner of Mr. Beef, Chris Zuccaro. He was up here a couple of summers ago feeding the crew, and Chris grew up with Christopher Storer, who is the creator, writer, and executive producer of The Bear. And we chatted with Chris Zuccaro about the history of Italian beef and also how it was actually a way to save money and feed a lot of people.
That's correct. Yeah, it was created during what they called, the Italians had what they called peanut weddings. And these were just, I guess they would eat the peanuts and throw them on the floor. My great aunt Joni Carboni was telling me this. She was going through it where they would have the roast, and they would, sometimes they would actually make the sandwiches during the wedding, and sometimes they would, whatever was left over for the next day, that's how they would use that, and they would make the sandwiches. And that's kind of how it all came together. And that goes back, I believe, into the early 1920s, if I'm not mistaken, 1930s.
Mr. Beef has been around since 1979, and when you first opened up, what was River North like?
Well, it was desolate. It was very industrial. It's definitely not the area it is now. I think we're one of the last remaining pieces of that part of the River North. But yeah, it was a whole different world, completely different world. But you know, that's just what happens in the city.
Now, I'm reading about the increased interest in beef sandwiches. In fact, search interest on Google, according to Google Trends, nearly doubled after The Bear was released on Hulu. And I get that restaurants here in Chicago that have the Italian beef are experiencing a bit of a boom. But I don't understand these places. And I'm reading about New York and Kansas City and other places with Italian beef doing a brisk business, because it's always been my understanding, and I've talked to friends who have tried to open up places and serve Italian beef Chicago style. One pal of mine in San Diego had to take it off the menu because nobody knew how to eat it, nobody knew what it was, nobody cared. To explain this.
You know what? Italian beef is, I believe, is honestly Chicago's root food. It really is. It's not hot dogs, it's not pizza, it's not deep dish. It's Italian beef. And I used to think it was really just here in Chicago. And I do live out of state, and I do see it on the menu sometimes. So I'm really curious to see what it tastes like. And I will order it again, much to my wife's chagrin. She goes, you know, I know what you're going to say. I know you're going to, you know, you're not going to like it. But it was amazing to see it, because most people, I really think, didn't know what the Italian beef was. It was really, truly just the Chicago thing.
Yeah, they don't know what it is. They mistake it for other beef sandwiches, don't they?
They think it's like a Philly cheesesteak or something like that. So now it was, I read an article too where somebody was, they were selling it in Seattle. And I was shocked to see that. I was like, there's no way. This can't be good. But then I saw this, one of the, I think it was Carson Daly. He had some kind of chef on from New York, and they were putting honey and mustard on it and all this.
No.
Yeah. So like I said, Italian beef is a very tribal, it's a very esoteric thing here in Chicago. And now I think it's amazing. It's all over the place, but I don't know how well it's being done. And I don't mean that. I'm not trying to be arrogant about that.
But I get that.
Yeah, there's only a few of us left.
You wonder how long it's going to last.
Yes.
On those menus out of this area, too. By the way, I should be calling you chef, shouldn't
no,
I?
No, absolutely not. That's not me. It's not me. I'm not in the fine dining at all. So.
Now, I know that you have some things to talk about where the bear got it right, the bear got it wrong, but you've heard this from family members, but you don't want to watch the show. Why don't you want to watch the show? Aren't you curious?
No, I'm superstitious. You know, let's say you were having me here just to talk about Mr. Beef. It had nothing to do with the bear. I probably wouldn't listen to it, just like any other TV show we've ever been on, whether it's some kind of food show, some kind of local news station. I just don't listen to it. I think I'm superstitious or I'm embarrassed.
But you're actually on the show on the first episode.
I have a very small, insignificant, part. part in there. Not even a part. Just, I guess, I don't know what you would call it. But
are you a customer?
No, I am selling jeans, or Carmi's selling jeans to me. I'm selling him top butts to make ends meet.
I have to go back now
and
watch episode one.
Like I said, it really didn't make an impression. Nobody knows.
Chris Zuccaro, co-owner of Mr. Beef. More of our conversation coming up momentarily. And when we talked to the co-owner of Mr. Beef, Chris Zuccaro, we found out about the ingredients of an authentic Italian beef, also Jay Leno's connection to Mr. Beef, and what the bear has done for business at Mr. Beef.
Oh, it's probably, like I said, it's shot us into a different stratosphere. You know, we've been very lucky over the years to have these kind of organic relationships. We had one with Jay Leno, and I have one with the bear right now, and it's just really kicked us into something. We were kind of joking. We're like, this is going to turn into like Central Perk with, you know, friends, because we do see a lot of people coming in. They're paying homages. They want to, you know, it's something that they can touch with the show. People love it. So
On the bear, they don't call it Mr. Beef. Why didn't they call it Mr. Beef? What do they call it? Chicago's original beef or something?
I have no idea where he came up with that name. I do remember him saying legally it was going to be an issue.
Oh.
So he said it would be easier just to call it the Beef of Chicagoland, I believe is the name of the restaurant on the show.
And he is Chris Storer, is it?
Christopher Storer. Yeah.
Old friend of yours?
Yes. We go back to first grade.
Where?
Park Ridge, mm-hmm. Illinois. Mm-hmm. You know, we went to, both of us were at Mary Seat of Wisdom. And I go as far back with that kid, you know, all the way. He was directing scenes when we were kids. We were playing Ghostbusters in my backyard, it was in one of our backyards, and he wanted to get the scene with Bill Murray down, where Bill Murray pulls the tablecloth off the table, and I remember him wanting that done to the T. You know, he wanted it perfect, even at that age.
Did he talk to you about this idea for a TV show?
Absolutely not. No, he had always mentioned it over the years, and I hadn't seen him for about maybe 3.5 years, 4 years, and then in early 2021, I believe it was May, it was either April or May, he showed up with a bunch of people from Hulu, production, Super Frog, and all these different people, and he just said, I'm doing this pilot, it's about a kid who owns like a kind of an Italian beef stand, fast food restaurant, and it needs to be done here. And I said, you go ahead and do that.
You know, I have been in Mr. Beef many, many times over the years. I'm very thrilled that you actually, the beef sandwich you brought me, you remembered what my order was.
Well, your picture is on the wall. So
I checked, though, the glass was broken.
It was, yes.
I hope it wasn't a disgruntled listener.
No, absolutely not.
What was I going to ask you about? Oh, yeah, you mentioned Jay Leno. And the relationship between Mr. Beef and Jay Leno goes back before Jay Leno even was doing the Tonight Show guest hosting. Talk about that.
Him and my father, they just had a relationship. He would come in. He would wait for my dad to open up in the mornings. You know, he would sit in the parking lot. I believe my dad gave him a key at one point, let him sleep in the back of the restaurant, you know, and then he told my dad one day, hey, listen, I'm going to put you on the map. And he did do that.
And that's when he was just doing the comedy clubs.
This is when he was just touring around Chicago as a tour. He put my dad on a show called Jay Across America way back in 1985. Mm-hmm. You can see it on YouTube. See a young Joseph Zuccaro with Jay Leno. And it was an amazing thing.
All right. Know? So I'm watching The Bear, and I've been at Mr. Beef. First of all, I've never seen the items in The Bear on the menu at Mr. Beef. I've never seen that many people in the kitchen. I don't think they could fit in the kitchen. What's accurate there when you're talking about Mr. Beef, and what is just Hollywood?
Most of it's Hollywood. You know, a lot of it really isn't about Mr. Beef. And I, you know, have had to be this kind of like museum coordinator when it comes to people asking about this. It's just, I think what Storer was trying to do was, Storer was lucky enough to come behind the counter at Mr. Beef for a very long time, so he was able to kind of capture a certain theme, a certain kind of ambiance, a certain attitude that truly is in any restaurant. So whether you took Mr. Beef out of The Bear and put McDonald's in there, or some kind of snooty James Beard award-winning restaurant, it would be the same kind of intensity in that. But there was something he wanted just from Mr. Beef that he had in his head, I guess, in his creative equation. He just wanted it to maybe resemble Mr. Beef.
And I don't see many customers in the place in the TV show.
Yes,
it's usually just a million people in the kitchen.
Yes, that's what it seems like. Like I said, unfortunately, I have not seen the show. But my wife did, and my wife worked at Mr. Beef for a long time. So she said there's a lot of things he gets very accurate about being in the restaurant industry. But a lot of that's Hollywood.
But not necessarily at Mr. Beef.
Yeah, not at Mr. Beef.
I still can't get over the fact that because you're superstitious, you won't watch it.
Yeah. It's a weird thing I've had since I was a little kid. Even when Leno put us on TV, I wouldn't watch it. I remember teachers coming up to me and saying, oh, you know, your restaurant was on TV when I was in high school and grade school, and it would bother me.
So the authentic Italian beef, Chicago style.
Yes.
You got your however you want it, sweet peppers, hot peppers, dipped.
Dry.
And isn't the bread a big deal here, too?
It is, yes. You need to have French bread. Most people, it's two huge bread companies in the city, but I'm fortunate to use Laborio, which is still kind of a small... they're definitely a small family-owned business. They've been around. They're just like the rest of the, you know, they're like Toronto or they're like Anella. Those are your two main ones. Most beef stands use either one of those, but I go with Laborio. I found them at another beef stand, which is called Mickey's on Mannheim, who has a great beef sandwich in Bellwood, and I was shocked by the bread, and I'm just glad I have a great relationship with those guys.
I love the mom-pa aspect of all of this, and you guys, along with Franny's, love them on River Road, Luke's and Carm's and Al's and Johnny's.
Yes.
Anybody else left?
Skatchel's and Chickie's. Both of those are my favorite beef sandwich places that I go to if I'm not eating Mr. Beef. Skatchel's and Chickie's are probably my top. But like I said, we're part of a small group of people that are still doing this, and we're very, and I got to give a shout out to Carm's too, because Carm's, Stevie and his mom are really nice people, and that's one of the only good relationships I have with other beef guys is with Stevie and his mom.
Yeah, he's right out of Central Casting, isn't he? Part of the family who owns Mr. Beef, Chris Zuccaro. And since we talked to him back in August of 2022, I wonder if now he's watching The Bear. We'll have to find out. looking at our text line, few comments about The Bear. Bob, the lines at Mr. Beef are out the door down the street. and here's one. This is kind of what I was saying with Dean. I agree that The Bear is getting a little artsy, but I think it's intentional, showing the first two seasons as a working class atmosphere, then transitioning. We have our little beef tournament going here at WGN, Chicago's Best Beef, and you can vote for your favorite. Let's see, the latest results, kind of interesting. In round one, Johnny's Beef lost to Little Joe's of Countryside.
A total travesty.
Joe, you can vote, and anybody can, and you can also stay updated in the tournament by listening to Chicago's Very Own Eats podcast with Kevin Powell and Michael Piff, or follow along on the WGN Radio social media platforms. Check it out at WGNRadio.com.